Hey, this is Melanie Naumann and herzlich willkommen. Welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. Let's continue with our third bite-sized episode to talk about another interesting aspect of using the power of storytelling in writing lyrics. Let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered if there's anything other than writing a love song? It seems every second song seems to be about love. So there's obviously a huge demand for love stories, but still, can't we write about something else for once? But what else is there? How can we define some other options of things to write about? Where do we start? How can we come up with interesting ideas that really interest people? Are there some overall possibilities we could use? Like some categories that can inspire us to know what to write about? Today's bite-sized episode will give you the answer. So the big question is this: how do singer-songwriters who want to keep writing their own lyrics and stay true to who they are without taking on an image the industry wants them to and who believe their songs have a greater purpose, how do they write lyrics in a way to help them stand out from the crowd yet still reach a larger audience and get skyrocketing sales? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Melanie Naumann, and welcome to the Stories and Songs podcast. In the last episode, we talked about one crucial component of storytelling. We talked about change. Specifically, we said that stories are about change. Something has to happen that changes the character's situation or their worldview for better or worse. We also know that change is not only defined by reaching a goal state, but also depends on all the other crucial components of storytelling. That means in the story, we also need the main character who wants something and has to overcome obstacles or problems or challenges because there's something important at stake for them and they'll have to make a sacrifice to get what they want. And the story must end in a different way than how it started. And in the best case scenario, even the character changed from the beginning to the ending. And through that external and internal change, which refers to the character's situation and their worldview, the story delivers a meaningful message that helps the audience to survive, thrive, or derive meaning for their own lives. In today's episode, we want to look at universal human values. Universal human values. That means we'll find out how we can further identify the change that happens. This way, we'll be able to express what changes specifically and find out how we can use that to find interesting topics to write about. As we know, the change of a character's situation or their transformation is found in every working story. Change is a crucial component. But we can get more specific about what exactly needs to change. And we call the what of what has to change universal human values. Let's go back to our coffee example from last time. If I just tell you a detailed description of how I made my coffee this morning, like I got up, put on my slippers, went down the stairs, went to the coffee machine, got the coffee, put some filter in it, turn on the coffee machine, blah, blah, blah. You will probably fall asleep if I tell it to you like this. Because that's boring. No one cares how I got my coffee because it makes absolutely no difference. I had some coffee this morning. So what? Everything worked out. I got my coffee. Every step along the line worked out so that I could get my coffee. But let's say something unexpected happened. So because I was too lazy to change the light bulb in the hallway, I couldn't turn on the light in the morning as I was on my way to the kitchen. So it was still dark, so I stepped onto my acupressure mat. Have you ever touched one of those? Those plastic spikes can hurt a lot. So I stepped onto those spikes, jumped up, tried to hold onto the flower vase on the chest, and although I grabbed the chest and steadied myself, the flower vase fell onto the cat. Now the cat didn't move anymore. So I had to call my husband and he said we had to go to the vet. Is that version more interesting to you? Was this more exciting? Now you're wondering, what's going to happen to the cat? What's going to happen to me? How are my kids going to react to this? This has nothing to do with my initial state of going to get a coffee. The tide turned the moment I pushed the flower vase and it fell onto the cat. Her name's Pinky, by the way, because our daughter loved the character of My Little Pony, just so you know. So when we talk about change happening in stories, we are talking about universal human values. That means the things that most people would say are necessary to survive and thrive in the world, or the things that keep us from doing so. That's how we at the Story Grid define universal human values. Positive universal human values are, for example, food, shelter, safety, justice, love, respect, knowledge, and self-actualization. Just a couple of those. The corresponding negative values are hunger, exposure, danger, injustice, hatred, disrespect, ignorance, and self-denial. Now, if we place these positive human values on one end of a spectrum and their corresponding negative counterparts on the other end, we can think of all the variations in between as gradations of human experience. So let's look at an example to understand better how we can put values on a spectrum. So let's take love as an example. Love sits on a spectrum on one side and hate as its counterpart on the other side. Between those two opposites are the steps that lead from one to another. So let's quickly go through them from the very worst to the very best value of love. The negation of the negation is hate masquerading as love. That's quite interesting when you want to write a song about a story where one only pretends to love the other to turn their life to hell secretly. So that's hate masquerading as love. The next values, again, from negative to neutral, are indifference, hate, repulsion, and ignorance. And from ignorance, you move into the positive on the spectrum. So after ignorance, you move on the spectrum to attraction, desire, commitment, and finally, to intimacy. So the whole spectrum looks like this. From negative to positive, hate masquerading as love, indifference, hate, repulsion, ignorance, attraction, desire, commitment, intimacy. Let's look at another scale of universal human values. Let's take the spectrum of life and death. You move from damnation, which is actually a fate worse than death, to unconsciousness, and up to life. And even here, you can put many more steps between those values, like having an illness, having a serious illness, being deadly ill or badly wounded. You see, there are endless shades of gray between two black and white opposites. In general, stories consider a wide range of human values. But one thing is very important, and please keep in mind the following. Even though stories you read or watch might be about different value spectrums, that means about different universal human values, every working story is made out of one value spectrum that is the most dominant and defining for that kind of story. So, in love stories, most of the scenes of the story will be on the spectrum of love and hate, and the value will move up and down on that scale depending on what's happening in the different scenes of the story. But since we talk about writing lyrics, you shouldn't include more than two value spectrums. More precisely, you should only use one that defines the character's external situation and only one that describes his internal state. So again, when it comes to writing lyrics, you should only use two value spectrums. More precisely, you should only use one that defines the character's external situation and only one that describes their internal state, their worldview. I know it's a little difficult to understand, but let's look at it this way. If you play the guitar, how many different guitars can you use to perform one song? Do you think you could play the song well if you had to change the guitars all the time? It's best to stick with one, right? So just think about the character's external values. Values like love, life, justice, freedom, honor, victory, respect, and their counterparts as sitting on different guitars. That means you have one guitar that's about love and hate. Then you have another guitar with a spectrum from life to death. And another guitar that's about justice and injustice. And another guitar about freedom and subjugation. But you can only pick one to play. If you'd pick up a different guitar for every verse or chorus, your audience would be completely confused. And if you create confusion, you lose. The same is true if you don't stick to one value spectrum of one universal human value. For this reason, the story in your song revolves around a single universal human value. For example, when we look at an action story, we know there will be changes on the spectrum between death and life. A character might be conscious at the beginning of a scene and unconscious at the end of the scene. This is a change in a universal human value. And it's important to note that external and internal values can go together. So how does the situation change for the character when you consider their surroundings? And how do they internally change? Those two things, how a character changes and how their situation changes, always go together. So you can always use those two universal human value spectrums, one about worldview and the other one about their external situation. But you should never use different spectrums that describe their external situation, because you're just going to end up confusing your listeners. Just remember the guitar example. You can't play on different guitars for one song. Or maybe you can, but, well, if you run around the stage all the time changing guitars, then even with this you can confuse your listeners. So let's look at a story example of a movie before we talk about universal human values in songs. I hope you know the movie Gladiator with Russell Crowe. It's one of my favorites. Many think that Gladiator is an action story because there are so many fights in it, and it's always about life and death. After all, the movie is called Gladiator. But the story also shows how Maximus stays true to his values. That's the character Russell Crowe plays. So he stays true to his values, and that's how he wins the love of the common people, while Commodus, the guy who actually rules over everyone, and played by Joaquin Phoenix, he rules over everyone and he wants to get that love by demonstrating his power. He wants to force the people to love him. By the end of Gladiator, both the value of life and status has shifted. But ultimately, we have the sense that the story was more about staying true to your values and not selling out. It was a status story. And it's shown so beautifully in the last scene, after Maximus and Commodus fought to the death. Maximus is lifted aloft by the people, while Commodus is left for dead in the sand. Maximus rose while Commodus fell. And what we need to know when we think about stories in this way is that we evaluate important changes that occur in a scene or in the global story by focusing on the universal human values at stake. If none of those values changes, the story or the specific part of the story doesn't work. And I just want to note that, remember, in the movie Gladiator, you can have different external value spectrum because it's a movie. You have a main plot and you have subplots, so there are more external values at stake. But remember, in a song, you don't have the time for telling a whole movie, so you better stick to one external value spectrum. And here we go back to our little coffee example. Even if there's a change from no coffee to coffee, it requires something that is at stake. No coffee to coffee is without stakes. And what is at stake are the universal human values we were just talking about. In the example of the coffee and my cat Pinky, we were on the scale between life and death, because the cat was okay at the beginning of my story, but badly hurt at the end of it. So you can see how those crucial components of storytelling are tied together. The change we see in a story is based on universal human values, and those universal human values are also the things we define when we say something needs to be at stake. So let's go through our crucial storytelling components again and use a love song as an example. So we have a main character, that's a given, who wants something, and that something is probably to be loved or love someone. And the character has to overcome obstacles, problems, or challenges. That means that can be a rival, secrets, people who are against the relationship, or other opposing forces, internally or externally, because there's something important at stake for them. So love is our universal human value in love stories, so probably love is at stake. Well, and they'll have to make a sacrifice to get what they want. So maybe the character needs to sacrifice their old worldview and grow up to be able to be with that person. Or maybe they need to let the other one go to prove how much they truly love them. And then the story must end in a different way than how it started. That means on the value spectrum of love and hate, which is an external value spectrum because it's about the surroundings of the character. Well, on that spectrum of love and hate, the value must have changed along that spectrum, either to a place more positive or to a place more negative. So, for example, it can change to the positive from ignorance to attraction, or someone who is just dating casually, well, they move from attraction to commitment. If they get married, then they move from commitment to intimacy. Or the story might be about two people being together, but it's all about a breakup. So at the end of the song, they move from commitment to repulsion. So you see, it's always moving on that spectrum. And again, in the best case scenario, even the character changed from the beginning to the ending. And how the character changes is on another value spectrum. We will talk about those internal values another time. For now, just remember that their worldview has to shift if you want to show the character's transformation. Just always remember the song I'm a Believer by the Monkees. At the beginning of the song, we have a character who doesn't believe, who believes that love is only true in fairy tales. And at the end of the song, he's a believer. So that's an internal shift in how they think. And lastly, through that external and internal change, which refers to the character's situation and his internal values, like their worldview, the story delivers a meaningful message that helps the audience to survive, thrive, or derive meaning for their own lives. And the message that ties back to the love story is either love triumphs or love fails, depending on how the value has changed. It triumphs if it moves to the positive, it fails if it moves to the negative. And that's how universal human values affect our crucial components of storytelling. So when we want to actually write about something other than love, what else is there? Well, we look at the universal human values that help us thrive or survive in this world, or the ones that keep us from surviving and thriving. We at StoryGrid have defined 9 different external content genres. Each of those external content genres is about one specific universal human value. An external content genre describes what kind of story we can expect. Every content genre raises a different set of expectations. There's a lot more we can say about the genre and storytelling, but for now, let's stick with the connection between content genre and value. And as the name says, content genre, that means the genre of the content. The content is what the story is about at its core. Okay? Even though it might sound like a mouthful, external content genre, that only describes what is the content of the character's situation, what's externally happening around him. You will know what I mean as soon as we go through the following examples. So let's go through those external content genres and find song examples that fit onto their value spectrums. So the first external content genre is action. Action stories revolve around the values of life and death. So what are some songs that we can put on that value spectrum? You might be very familiar with Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. You can also add Hemoglobin by Placebo, In the Air of the Night by Phil Collins, Hammer to Fall by Queen. Those are just some examples in the action category that are on the spectrum of life and death. Then another external content genre are crime stories. Crime stories revolve around the values of justice and injustice. They are all about the question, will justice be served? Or you have a heist movie, then it's all about, will they get away with what they've done? So what are some songs that can be put on that value spectrum? One that came immediately to mind is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. Oh, I just love this song. Then you can also count to it Masters of War by Bob Dylan, because it's all about getting justice in the end. Then there's also Any Christian by Prince, Killer's Eyes by The Kinks, or Send Me to the Electric Chair by Bessie Smith. Again, just some examples. Then we have horror stories. Horror stories also revolve around the values of life and death. But in those stories, the threat of literal damnation is what scares the hell out of those characters. So what are some songs that can be put on that value spectrum? He's Back, The Man Behind the Mask by Alice Cooper, Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne, Thriller by Michael Jackson, Pet Sematary by The Ramones, or Creature of the Wheel by White Zombie. Furthermore, we have war stories, War stories revolve around the values of honor and dishonor, as well as justified war and unjustified war. So what are some songs that we can put on that value spectrum? Well, we have Hero of War by Rage Against, which is a great song for studying storytelling in general, and we certainly will at one point in this podcast. We also have Bloody Sunday by U2, Zombie by the Cranberries, Passchendaele by Iron Maiden, or Disposable Heroes by Metallica. Then thriller stories also revolve around the values of life and death. They are actually a combination of horror, crime, and action elements, where the situation gets personal for the main character. So what are some songs that can be put on that value spectrum? Well, you have Pulling Teeth by Green Day. It's like the song to Stephen King's Annie Wilkes from his novel Misery. You really should check this one out. Then, of course, there's Stan by Eminem, Midnight Show by The Killers, Nobody, No Crime by Taylor Swift. Then we also have Western stories. They are about freedom and subjugation. So, for example, Holiday by Green Day or Bank Robber by The Clash. Furthermore, there are society stories. Society stories are about the universal human value of impotence and power. For example, American Idiot or Minority by Green Day. Green Day, by the way, has many songs that fit on that value spectrum of impotence versus power. And there's Slave to the Rage or Too Many Friends by Placebo, just to name a couple. And lastly, as an external content genre, you have performance stories. Performance stories are about shame and respect. And for example, we have We Are the Champions by Queen, Flag by Sunrise Avenue, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day, Lose Yourself by Eminem, and of course, the best of all, I guess, it's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. It is so great. So, well, now we have to find all 9 external content genres. So, let me name them again for you. We have action, crime, horror, war, thriller, western, society, performance. Well, that's 8. But of course, we also have love stories, so that makes 9. Remember, each story has one primary external content genre. And especially, your song's lyrics should only revolve around one of those external content genres. Not more, or you will confuse your listeners. Because they don't know, wait, is that an action story? Is it a love story? Is it about shame and respect? So it's all about a performance? What is the song about? And if you're confused, well, they just switch off and they stop listening to the song. So, of course, there's much more to know about all those content genres. We can put them on a hierarchy. We could dive into each of them to talk about their subgenres, conventions, and obligatory moments. We could also talk about internal content genres that concern the character. But we'll talk about all of those things in future episodes. For now, it's great that you know that you have more options at your disposal of things to write about than just about love. Write a song about someone's life being threatened, or about a committed crime, about wanting success, or fighting for honor. So many opportunities. Start exploring. For example, by watching movies and trying to write a song about that story. Just try to find out what's the primary value at stake, and how does it change from the beginning of the story to its ending. Have fun exploring. Tune in next time for our second lyric study of a love song about the first kiss. Then we will talk about the song Rumor by the American singer-songwriter Lee Brice. Mach's gut und bis dahin, bye bye, Melanie.